Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kevin from Action for Canada, Ottawa. Hope you're having a pleasant day. Okay, just a reminder to everybody in this room is not a typical social media room. Please do not come into this room and post stuff that you're finding on social media pertaining to the pandemic, pertaining to any of that stuff. Okay, please. There's other formats for that. There's other places people can find that information. This room is specific to Action for Canada materials, okay? So what I mean by that is there's a lot of people coming in here for the first time that are being, pushed out of their jobs. There's parents coming in here looking for information on how they can get their kids demasked and so on. And they've heard about Action for Canada and they're looking for information. They're looking for help. They do not need to come to this room and read or see a post as soon as they get here about how children are dropping dead all over the world because of Pfizer shots and whatnot, okay? Nope. Okay, so whether or not that is happening is besides the point. This room is not the place for that, okay? So I understand that a lot of you feel that it's really important to educate the masses to what's going on, and I'm on board with that. I do that exactly thing, that same thing myself. But that's not what we do in this room, okay? We're here to help people who are suffering traumas right now because of the unlawful acts that are being perpetrated against them. That's the focus of this room, okay? So if you come in here and you're posting that material, it's gonna get deleted. And it's not because we don't like you or we feel that what you're posting is inaccurate. It has nothing to do with that, okay? All right, so having said that, I just had to go to the hospital with my son because he's injured his knee. Wow, they almost didn't let me in. He got in, no problem. You got to go through the process, the screen process. And one of the questions that they typically ask you at the hospital is, are you vaccinated? Well, okay, they can ask, right? And I said, that's private information between me and my doctor. Okay. And they said, well, no, we need to know. And I said, no, you don't need to know because that's private information between me and my doctor. Have you heard of the Privacy Act of Canada? So then the person that was screening me called over their supervisor, and the supervisor said, sir, we need to know if you're vaccinated. And I said, no, you don't need to know if I'm vaccinated. Vaccination in Canada is voluntary, number one. And number two, that information is private between myself and my doctor. So anyway, I could have brought a notice of liability with me to serve that gentleman or those two people for breaking the law. But you know what? They don't know the law. This is really the hard part of it. It's really interesting, right? It's kind of horrible, but it's also very interesting that let's look at something here, okay, pertaining to, let's go back to Germany, World War II, okay? Hitler segregated the Jews from the population very gradually, just like we're seeing right now with this COVID stuff. He segregated them, right? So first of all, it was like, you can't do this, you can't do that. It was like small movements. You can't shop at the same stores, you can't shop during the same hours. And the Jewish people just sort of said, it's okay, we can shop at different hours then, And they kept putting up with it until the point that they carted all the Jewish people off, right? It was all lies, it was all like manipulation, it was all like, all right, so go in here and have a shower, everything's fine, and then they get in there and they're gassed, right? So it's all manipulation. So that's history, it's awful, right? They sneak up these things on you. Yeah. Now, what I find is very interesting, horrible but interesting, is that back then it didn't succeed, right? The world rose up against that tyranny. But right now what we're seeing, okay, first of all, most of 99.9% of the Holocaust survivors have died. So the people that have perpetrated that evil against the people back then, their descendants are still here. They haven't been put down, okay? Those people are still here. And what we're seeing right now is they had a long time to plan the next phase. Like, they're going to try this again. We're going to try this evil on the people again to regain control of the world again, okay? But instead of causing a war with guns and ammunition, they decided this. Hey, what if we do something where we plan a bioweapon, okay? Let's say this plandemic is that, okay? Then we instill fear into people's hearts so that they understand that they need to get vaccinated and they need to you know, stay away from people who are not vaccinated, right? That kind of snuck up, right? It snuck up. First of all, it was like, let's all do what we can to help out here. Then it was, oh, we've got a vaccine. Then it was, you've got to get vaccinated. Oh, well, I decided not, I don't want to get vaccinated. Oh, segregate those people. Okay, vax passes, right? So do you see that we're seeing all the segregation happening right now? And that's what I saw at the hospital today, for example. They're also counting on the fact that people don't know the law of their countries. It's really, really evil. And the worst part of it is, this is the worst part of it. Back at the time of the Second World War, the German Nazis were attacking people, right? They were actually causing a war with guns and ammunition and all of that, right? Fighting, a physical fighting. But now what they've done is they have recruited the masses of the planet by indoctrinating them to a false narrative and letting those people do the fighting for them. They don't have to do any of the fighting. It's psychological warfare. Let's indoctrinate these people to the point that they are not going to want to be around people that are unvaccinated. Let's let them do the fighting for us. So when I went into the hospital today, for example, are you vaccinated? I said, it's private information. You know, it was lucky the supervisor let me in, but essentially, they could have just said, you can't come in here. That's the fight I'm talking about. The people who are uneducated, who have been manipulated, who are living in a sense of fear, who think that vaccination is healthy, all of this stuff, are doing the fighting for the corrupt people. They don't have to do any of the fighting. All they've had to do is like psychologically condition these people. That's it. And how do they do that? They're like, okay, well, how do we psychologically condition a population so that they can actually do the fighting for us and actually play out our agenda and help us to regain control and gain control of the planet? How can we do that? How do we psychologically manipulate them? Well, we can indoctrinate them in the schools. We can indoctrinate them in all these different ways. But guess what? If we get a pandemic out there, we can use fear as well. And we convince them all that this pandemic is something that it's not. Right? Then they're on board. Then they have a cause to actually stand up and fight against the people that are saying, hey, what the hell are you doing here? This is not right. You know? So it's kind of brilliant, isn't it? It's kind of brilliant, and it's also incredibly horrible and disgusting and terrifying. But that's what we're living with, and you know, it's so nice to see places around the world that are standing up against it, like in Austria, right? One chancellor resigns 8 weeks ago, another one just resigned a couple of days ago, they got a third guy coming in, like the Austrians are not putting up with the bullshit anymore. In Australia, we're still seeing the government saying, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. But the people are saying, yeah, you can say whatever you want. It's not going to happen. Right? So we're seeing people stand up against it, which is great. But, you know, the horrible part of it for us guys in this region is we're not seeing enough people standing up against it. So we're still experiencing that. Like, I was thinking about this last night. I'm starting to feel exactly like the Jewish peoples would have felt in the Second World War. My son said to me, hey, Dad, I want to go see a movie. I want to go see this movie. And I said, great, I'd like to come with you. And he said, oh, no, you can't get in, Dad, unless you have a vax pass. Bang, segregation. Hospital today, same thing. Right? It's incredible. And the people that are vaccinated are now, and the media are helping this narrative along. The anti-vax people are, you know, pushing back and they're causing problems. Right? Segregation. I don't understand why people who are even vaccinated are allowing that narrative to happen. You know, why aren't these people saying, guys, it's freedom of choice. If they don't want to get vaccinated, it's fine. It's because the narrative is so strong. The media has done a really good job in indoctrinating these people to believe that you cannot be around the unvaxxed because they're so dangerous. When are they going to wake up? I wonder.